welcome to the Field Effects demo party result. So we ran a demo party in a field, and here are the results.
If you've got an ident, use it.
So it's been a very busy weekend. We've done quite a lot. We've done the introduction to the demo scene by Crypt. We've had a Byte Jam and a Stadia Jam. Thank you to all the participants. Evil did a workshop, Do You Even Write Shader Spray, which was awesome and absolutely packed. And then we ran the demo compos yesterday. So yeah, it's been a very busy weekend. Oh, microphone closer. Sorry about that. Yeah. So yeah, it's been a busy weekend. Introduction to the demo scene by Crypt. We've had the Byte Jam and Shader Jam, and Evil, Do You Even Write Shader Spray workshop, which was absolutely packed. And then we had the demo party yesterday, which was, yeah, loads of entries. So it's been a very busy weekend. So we're going to show the results.
Before the results, we're just going to show the short clips.
Oh, we're going to show short clips, right.
Oh, sweet, thank you. Yeah, we're going to show some short clips from the Byte Jam and Shader Jam, which I hope some of you got to see in person. It was a really amazing night. Turbach, an awesome sort of newcomer to the scene in the past sort of couple of years. We had Gasman, who I know a lot of you know, who brought it out of an absolutely amazing sort of Star Wars themed shader. You know what, not shader, but effect. You know when you realize you're gonna say Star Trek when you mean Star Wars and you have to stop yourself and go, oh. We had shaders from Evo, absolutely incredible effects, with some sinister worms. We had a shader from this one was Toast at Mount, I think, if it plays.
Yes, it was.
This is not this is Toast at Mount's effect. The bouncing rainbows. All these things, by the way, were everything here was sort of pretty much created within the space of 20 minutes. The shader folk were all playing together. The bites effects were all made together. Gasman and Tobach sitting together, and they just sort of, you know, spontaneously create these effects. It's a really cool sort of creative talent. Oh, we got a little bit of sound on this one. This was Monsieur Soleil's effect. Absolutely incredible. So big shout out to everybody who did the live coding on Friday night.
So next we have the competitions.
Hopefully. So the first competition that we had was the Young Field Effects competition, which was basically anybody who's 15 or under can take part. We had, I think, a 10-year-old and two 13-year-olds taking part. Really amazing creative work. The slide viewer is in a mystery place. Let me try coming over here and doing that. No, that does not work. Okay, I can display it in the wrong window. I have tested this, just not on this system, I promise. Slide viewer. Bring up the slide viewer, open viewer. Right, we did it. Yeah. Okay, this works. So for the results, we had Third was Lightning Is Coming by Fluttershy of the Unstoppable Hacker Bunch, or Tahoob. Second was Demon Diner by Purple Ninja. And first was Ladybug Drying Her Skirt by Dragongold of Tahoob. I'm just getting to a flow here. Don't worry, I've got the... here we go. Go right. My display manager now does not like me. I think I might have too many things going on that full screen window. Let me just try. Da-da. So one of the things you end up doing at a demo party is winging it a lot. And so this is just another sample of the experience.
Yep, there's always technical difficulties.
Yeah. And this was Dragon Gold's photo entry. Congratulations to Dragon Gold there. Next up is going to be the microcontroller demo, microcontroller compo. Do you want to talk about that?
Yep. So we decided to have a microcontroller and badge compo because everyone at EMF normally gets a badge, so we thought it'd be a good platform to make a demo on. So here is the compo for it, and yeah.
Number two, Hello World by Retroid. That was a very, very, very late minute, last minute entry. It was literally entered at the party. So that was a really good score considering it wasn't necessarily on our system while some people were voting. That was a tiny little microcontroller. And number one was Pico Bleeps by Molive, which I actually have here. We hope. So this is a device. It is a MakerPie Pico. You plug it in.
So it's a music disc. You can there's a button on it, and you can cycle the tracks, which is kind of amazing. That was Molive Pico Beats. So congratulations to Molive. Thank you.
Next up, we had the graphics compo. And there was quite a few entries, I think, for this, so we'll just kind of tick through it. Congratulations to everybody in here. This is all awesome stuff. But first place was Time to Eat by Mop of Alcatraz. The title is Time to Eat, and it's not saying Time to Eat Mop of Alcatraz. If you're not familiar, by the way, with the way sort of demo scene names work, you typically, you know, you have a creative handle that sort of describes who you are as a person, so that'd be Mop. And then quite often people are in a group. I'm Aldroid of Slipstream, Mop is Mop of Alcatraz. Alcatraz work together and they make prods together, and generally, you know, it's a social gathering thing. They're not actually from the place Alcatraz. Oh yeah, I forgot. I've only just done this and forgotten that it does that. No, not that. I want that. Right. Now, Macintosh, allow me to do what I want. Yay!
So, yeah, this is a piece of German salami, which is pretty amazing.
I think what's incredible about this is it looks like a render, but it's a photo. It's just so perfectly captured as a, you know, as a set of shapes. So yeah, big ups to Moth of Alcatraz. So I've got to make the noise. Whee! So what's a wild competition?
A wild competition is a wild competition. It is a competition that you make anything goes, really. So whatever you want, you can enter it. Typically, you get like people filming like various weird things with retro hardware. That normally wouldn't fit any other category, but really anything goes. You can, it's an amazing compo. And there were lots of entries, so. Run through them.
Yeah. So Koki on the Air by Slipstream was a local radio station, if you think these things have got a sort of broad reach. Typical Dystopico by Czechs of HPM. I think it was animation. Boombox Boogie by Strauss Elliott and TCM was animation. Freaks by TCM, Slipstream, with some artwork from other people who contributed. I'll just show that for you because that's quite fun.
So that was an ode to Phone Freaking by TCM of Slipstream. So that was an amazing entry. Thank you.
Apologies for cutting some of these short. I appreciate there's a schedule. Just most unfair. Let's do music. Quite a good selection of entries here as well. So a bit of GABA from Power Gold. Like a bit of GABA. More GABA. So the winner was
MIDI Memories by Toback of Slipstream, 86 Brights. Congratulations, Wales.
Slipstream have been sort of growing in the UK scene quite a lot recently, so it's not just one person making lots of things. There's a few of us, but we're all in a crew together. What are we doing again? Oh yeah, we're playing some music. Big up Tibber. So next up we have a competition that didn't have quite as many entries as we were expecting.
So this is the UK Garage Compo, and yeah, sadly didn't get as many entries as we expected, but awesome nonetheless.
First place, Garage by Raccoon Violets. Let's be clear, it's a banger. Like, this is well deserved, and like, even on a sort of, if there were, you know, even with one, with 10 entries, it'd still be well deserved. Thank you. have to cut that a little bit short because we are running out of time, but that's fantastic.
So next up we have the Fantasy 128 bike compo. This wasn't going to be a compo, but then Subaru, a Dutch demo scene, said he had 5 entries for us from different people, so we decided to have this compo. So thank you very much, Subaru.
No, we're in the wrong bean mode. So we should mention that 128 bytes actually pretty much translates to 128 characters. So if you can imagine like how much code you can get into sort of less than a tweet, some of this stuff is absolutely unbelievable when you think about it in that. Here we are, results. That's what we wanted. Joint 6th had couple of entries, Clicky Top Up, Mantratronic, Authentic by Dresden Boy, that was 4th Law, Electromagnetic Wave by the Watcher of the Unstoppable Hacker Bunch, and Silos by Marquee Design, and this is incredible. This is real-time ray tracing in 128 bytes. It's really quite a technical achievement. Very beautiful as well. We've got just 2 competitions left, so I think we might just manage to be in the schedule. Go over there.
Yeah, that was amazing. Thank you, Marcus, for saying.
Oh, I keep doing this. I keep loading the compo interest.
So this is the fancy compo. This is what we originally had, and the fancy compo means modern console emulator sort of device like TIC-80, PIC-08, where you can make things like on a vintage console, but modern. So these are the results.
So I had an invite for MCH, May Contain Hackers, which is awesome. Had In Bloom by Dave84, and we had We Flew a Kite in a Public Place by Gasman of Hui Program, who you may have heard of. I think there might be something up with that capture, but... Anyone who was at Gasman's gig last night or at Field Effects will probably have seen a lot more kite than was present in that. So I'm not sure what went wrong there. But apologies to Gasman for that. Definitely check it out. Definitely check the video if you weren't there of Gasman's set last night, because that was amazing. We're down to one more compo. What's the remaining compo?
The demo compo. So this is the main compo. So yeah.
Distorted War Voice of Sound and Mantronic. Synth and Scroll by Ice Lake, Purple Ninja and Tobach. You Wouldn't by Oni. And the winner is The Green Machine by Slipstream. Now, The Green Machine is quite special because it's written for the Dragon 32, and there are not that many Dragon 32 demos in the world. There's not that many Dragon 32s in the world.
It was a Welsh microcontroller. Oh, computer, sorry.
We've been doing this too long, it's just the words are merging into one.
So the second bit where Alex skipped was actually side B. The tape was on two sides. Yeah,
I got to say, I'm just going to quickly scroll that back. One of the big challenges of making something for the Dragon, which is the reason that I think not many people want to do it, is that color scheme is really impressive to work with. So Tobach and Ando both just absolutely knocked out of the park by doing these things that actually look quite nice and pleasant to look at. Also very vividly green. That is the end of the competitions. Thank you so much for watching.
Yeah, so Thank you. Thanks to all the amazing EMF organizers and volunteers. You are all amazing. This place is incredible. Thanks to all the Shader, Jam, and Byte Jam contestants. You are incredible. Thanks to Evil for the Do You Even Write Shaders Pro workshop. That was amazing. Thanks, Grip, for the amazing talk on the introduction to the demo scene. Thanks to everyone that's entered. Thanks to everyone else that we have missed. And finally, thank you all for coming and taking part. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Reality, as well, for organizing pretty much the most wild party.